Tim Fairweather, who is with the Lorain County Metro Parks Naturalist. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, guys.
So we're watching this eagle cam, and I have to tell you, as sort of cams go, this one is usually fairly active. There's always either an eagle on the nest, it seems, or the other one comes back.
Well, they're getting ready.
Getting ready for?
She's going to be laying an egg pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
If things go according to Hoyle, she usually lays one at the end of February.
Okay. I was looking at a little bit of the history of this, or at least related to on the site by the Eagle Cam. It kind of tells the somewhat of a soap opera story related to some of the eagles that have been there. I guess 2002 is the first time they began nesting there. Is that correct?
Yeah, they came in 2001. And I like the joke. There was a nest near my house in Sheffield Lake that was unsuccessful in 2000, and all of a sudden these birds showed up in 2001, so I always say they followed me to work.
Well, that's kind of, when was the time for the Sandy Ridge Reservation, when did that actually take shape?
When did we open?
Yeah.
1999.
Okay, so right around, so you would assume then, I guess, this creation of this area with the wetlands in there, that sort of made it prime area for this?
It's such a good feeding area with the wetlands. There's fish and mammals and snakes and turtles, everything they want to eat.
And there's two of them. So we always get pairs. Is there just one set that's there?
Right. They're very territorial, so they wouldn't allow another pair to build that close to them. But as you mentioned, we've had our Peyton Place moments here with the two original eagles that we had are no longer here. Over the course of the years, we lost those two, and now we have two different ones.
And what about the eggs, the eaglets? Do they somehow stay nearby? What happens to them?
So, if everything goes according to plan, they usually raise two young, and in August, when they're all done fledging and the parents teach them how to be eagles, then they go south for the winter. And occasionally one will come back in the spring and think that they can hang out, but the parents are busy with new eaglets, so they kick them out.
Now, when you were talking about what was happening before with an initial pair and then if there's another one that comes in, is there tagging that done? How is it you're identifying this, or what is done on your level with the Metro Parks or with these birds in general?
Okay. Well, they don't band the eagles anymore. The state used to do that, especially when they were in an endangered species and they were rare in Ohio. And then they did it kind of for ceremonial reasons for a few years, but now they don't do it at all. But when you have your established pair, you kind of start to recognize those birds as individuals.
Tim, with the eagle cam here, it seems like these eagles are hanging out right about there. Now, is this an animal that typically migrates? Are they going to move in a couple of years? Do they stay there forever?
No, so the adults are going to stay around here to protect their territory. It's prime territory, so we get a lot of transient eagles coming through, especially during migration time.
I'm looking at the Eagle Cam. It's mounted above. Tell me the process of actually getting this installed and the idea behind this.
All right. So I'm not a tree climber. So the part of the process, first of all, we got a really nice grant from 3M Valeria to do this project. And then we got together with Vazoo Communications and Avon to do the installation and the equipment involved. And Vazoo had a local tree climber guy that they knew would work with us and go up that tree 50 feet to put the camera up.
You say they're territorial, Tim. Is there any fear that they might kind of go after the guy putting that up there?
No, that's the important thing. We needed to do all this while it was not nesting season, because the only time they really use or hang out by the nest is when it's nesting season. So basically, in the case of these birds, it's usually March through August.
Well, let's talk about this nest. This is some nest. What's the construction of this and the time it takes for this? And they use it over and over again, I would assume.
Right. So they're going to keep adding on new material every year, and that's why it gets bigger and bigger, and hopefully they select a tree that is, stout enough to hold up all this material. And if you look on our website for the Eagle Cam, you'll see some information about a nest in Birmingham called the Great Nest of Brown Elm back in the 1920s. This thing was huge. It was like 2,000 pounds.
Wow. I think the tree is moving. I'm looking at the camera.
Yeah, so trees do move. You might not notice it, but especially when you get some wind. So, yeah, you'll look at it, and it's going to be moving back and forth. One of the things I like about this camera, how the guy positioned it, it was we get some looks at the ground below. So occasionally you'll see deer walking around or turkeys walking around down there.
Now, does one always stay near the nest during this time of year?
Yeah, like I said, she's getting ready. And they just got to make sure it's just like they want it. It's kind of funny. It's like a bickering couple. The male will bring in a stick, and she'll take it from him and put it where she wants it. And then he says, no, I want it over here. So a little back and forth. But you'll notice there's a bunch of grassy material. That's the soft insulating stuff that's going to help to with their body heat to hatch the eggs.
Well, you know, this Saturday they were in sunglasses, kind of hanging out in the lodge. Now they got snow, and they're thinking, what's going on with this northeast Ohio? Why do I have to pick this area to build my nests in?
It is interesting. Before they started getting ready for the nesting process, we had the camera up, and we're checking it out, and I was looking at it at night, and I didn't realize other animals will use that nest. There was a flying squirrel running around at night. This does have infrared on it, too, so you can watch the thing at night. And there is actually mice up there, 50 feet up in the air. There's mice running around up that nest.
Wow. Aren't these prey for the eagle? Do they not realize that?
they must know when it's not nesting season.
Yeah, they figured out how to survive sometimes around here as well. This is kind of great, not only for entertainment, I guess a lot of educational purposes. Is there plans to incorporate this in some sort of programs that you do?
Yeah, and then, of course, we always get school groups to come out, so we'll definitely roll that into that. Part of the grant money that we got from 3M also is going to binoculars, so when we take groups of kids out, we can have each kid have their own set up binoculars so they can check things out.
Right. Like you say, the position of this is really a great one. Sometimes you'll have some that are a side view, especially if they're in, you know, when we do some for hawks in a building or someplace like this.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of gets you to see, like, the whole process taking place.
Right. And like I said, as you said, they're going to keep adding material on every year. So at some point, we might have to back the camera up a little bit.
Have they had a chance to, or have they ever expressed any interest into this object stuck on the tree up there?
You know, the first day that it was put on, I got a picture of the male staring right into my face through the camera. It's pretty intimidating.
Yes, I would think so. But this gives an opportunity for people who come out to the Sandy Ridge Reservation and maybe expecting to see eagles, and a lot of times you'll get pointed and you'll say, well, the eagle, you know, the nest is that area. This is a chance for them to, you know, for proof positive, yes, there are eagles there.
Right, you know, and a day like today where the snow's coming down and maybe they don't want to venture out on the trail, they can sit in the comfort of their own home and check it out on the website.
As you know, is this the only pair that we have in Lorain County, or what's the state of in northeast Ohio as far as eagles are concerned?
In 2014, we were up over 240 nests in the state of Ohio. That's, you get a thing, back in 1975, I think it was, there was four pairs, and they were all up by, you know, the Sandusky Bay area. So we've come a long way.
Absolutely.
Every year they get more and more. But as far as Lorain County, we have the pair here. There's a pair near the steel mill in Lorain along the river. There's a pair in Columbia Reservation on the premises, but it's not near a trail where you can see it. They're doing well there, too. And then there's a pair near Mill Hollow that's been nesting there for good number of years.
And most of the choices of what makes it good is just to have a good food source and protection of a forest area?
Yeah, you know, they don't seem to be as selective as they used to be. This is the third nest they've had at Sandy Ridge area. The first two faced a new housing development that was going up at the time. And they like an open area that they can see everything. And yeah, the local food source is good.
It's great. Well, it's a fun thing to kind of watch here, especially on a morning like this. We're going to be more distracted during our show, but we appreciate your time, Tim, to Fairweather with the Lorain County Metro Parks. Again, the Sandy Ridge Reservation has their live bald eagle cam, and you can go to the metroparks.cc and look up the eagle cam, and you can watch the pair of eagles as they welcome a couple eggs. When do you think the eggs are going to be there? You think at the end of March?
All right, so yeah, hopefully maybe this weekend or next couple days, she'll lay an egg, and then usually 2 days after that, she'll lay the second one. And it's a usually 35 days for incubation.
And then it's come that sort of cross your fingers and just watch and hope everything goes well.
And the neat thing, if you do take a hike out here, if you don't bring your own binoculars, a local group donated a mounted binocular scope so you can, and it's pointed at the nest so you can check it out.
Sounds good. I'll stay warm and dry while I'm watching the eagles today.
That's right.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it, Tim.
Thanks a lot.
Tim Fairweather with the Lorain County Metro Parks joining us this morning. That eagle cam is just mesmerizing. I enjoy watching the birds, but this is kind of fun, especially since you see the one will come back. As he mentioned, I saw the other day the one brought like twigs or something, and sticks, and trying to build it.
He said she sorts them out just a little bit. So this must
be... that was a polite way of saying
it. I know. She makes the decisions.
And then when she turns her back, he moves it to where he wants it, a little to the left. It's like when you want to position furniture.
With this being nesting season, it's sort of like sweeps for the eagle camera watching,
I would
imagine.
Okay, it just took off.
Oh, man.
Spread the wings, and there we go. But you can see the softer material.
She's got to be back soon, I'd have to imagine.
It is 8:25 at AM 930 WEOL.